This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy! Radiothon 2014 is on.
Get social and share your Radiothon photos, experiences, and stories with the hashtag That's So Joy.
That's So Joy.
Let me take a selfie.
That's So Joy.
That's So Joy.
That's So Joy.
That's So Joy.
Tweet it, like it, gram it, snap it.
Hashtag That's So Joy.
Okay, let's go take some shots.
Radiothon 2014,
that's so joy.
G'day, this is Casey Donovan. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station, this Radiothon. Call 1300 569 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au and do it now.
Joy 94.9.
Do it. Become a member of this amazing radio station, Joy 94.9. This is indeed Pets Allowed, and we have gotten a couple of new memberships, Alan.
That's right. In the first 10 minutes, we've had a membership from Ken in Pascoe Vale South.
Thank you, Ken.
And also from Paul on St Kilda Road. So thank both of you.
We absolutely love hearing from you. Do text us in. Do call us. Do everything you can to become a member. Log on to joy.org.au and sign up there, or give us a call on 1300 Joy 949.
This week's Pet of the Week.
Now it is indeed time to draw open the curtains on our Pet of the Week, and joining us on the line from the Lost Dogs Home Cat Adoption Centre is our roving reporter and Lost Dogs Home fundraising team leader, Sharon.
Hello, are you there? Hi, I'm here. Hi, Alan. How are you?
We're good.
Very well. Sorry, I couldn't hear you there for a moment. So good to hear you're on the other end.
And it was a long introduction, wasn't it?
It totally was.
So who have you got lined up for us this week, Sharon?
I am down here today sitting with Elmer, who is a personal favourite of mine. He is an absolutely gorgeous short-haired ginger male cat, about 3 years old. And really, really in need of a new home. He's been here for far too long now. I'm not sure exactly how long, but I think we're looking at least 6 weeks, possibly more. A boy that desperately needs to get out of his condo and into a house.
So the shelter staff are quite fond of him. Why do you think that is?
Now, he's captured people's hearts, apart from his gorgeous looks. He's actually a three-legged cat, which sometimes actually gets forgotten because he's probably faster than most four-legged cats they've met. And he's a cat who really isn't suited to being trapped in a small area. He makes it so obvious he's desperate to get out, but none of that gets taken out of the humans. He's remaining really positive, really friendly, and
he's so smoochy.
He is uber smoochy. He is the best looking cat ever.
And he's been through quite a lot. He's missing one back leg, but from what I remember, his other back leg was quite badly injured as well, and we had to a degloving wound down the inside, so he's missing quite a lot of skin, and he had bandages on that for a long time, but it's all healed up really well.
Yeah, he's been through an awful lot, and he's obviously very, very resilient, because I've seen him flying around, and as said, you actually quite easily forget he's only on three legs, so he's a tough cat.
Three-legged cats are amazing. Quite often you'll have them come into the clinic and you'll take them out of the cat basket and you won't realise that they've got three legs until you turn them around, and it's always a bit of a shock.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the same experience I went through when I met Elmer for the first time.
Completely normal life. So what kind of owner is he best suited to?
What he's really looking for is he'd like to be an indoor cat, just to make sure he's not left vulnerable to the outside world if he can't jump quite as high as other cats maybe. And he's a very, very friendly cat. He's actually better off with no animals and preferably no young children as well. He loves a pat and he loves a cuddle, but he loves a bit of Elmer time too. So he doesn't want to be grabbed the whole time.
Okay,
so as I said, don't misinterpret that as unfriendly, because he's very, very friendly.
And from his photo, he's very, very handsome as well. He's a really nice ginger cat.
He really is. He's very striking. He certainly catches your eye.
Okay, so for listeners out there that are inspired to open up their heart and home to Alma, can you please just tell us his animal ID number?
Absolutely. His ID is 965337.
Fantastic. And if you are interested in meeting Alma in person, well, you've got this weekend to do it. Head on down to North Melbourne, number 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne, or give us a call on 93292755. Sharon, thanks a lot for joining us on Pets Aloud and introducing us to this wonderful Alma.
No worries. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, thanks again for Sharon for joining us on Pets Aloud. Alan, if people can't necessarily adopt today or tomorrow, what can they do?
Well, they can pledge to adopt. So you can check that out on our website at lostdogshome@dogshome.com.
That's right. So by pledging to adopt, you're saying that I might not be ready now, but I'll be ready one day.
And keep it in mind.
That's right. You are on Joy 94.9, and this is the Radiothon special. So do call us through 1300-JOY-949 to become a member right now.
Hi, this is Dami Im. Support Joy, Joy, Joy 94.9 by becoming a member. Call 1300-JOY-949 now.
Joy 94.9.
This is the Pets Aloud, That's So Joy Radiothon special on Joy 94.9. The thing we love, Alan, and listeners, about Joy and gay pride events is that you're guaranteed to meet people that absolutely cherish their pets.
The Lost Dogs Home was back at midsummer earlier this year, and we caught up with a few dog lovers out there. Let's now take a trip down midsummer memory lane.
All I need.
I'm Grace, and this is my puppy Khaleesi. And she's 10 weeks, and she's an American Staffy Cross Boxer. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and she absolutely loves her. And she just brightens up her day, you know. She gets up and she gives you cuddles and she runs after you and, you know, follows you around. That expression, you know, follows you around like a puppy dog. Yeah, that's what they do. And, yeah, she'll just be cuddles and kisses and, yeah, she's beautiful.
So there's a fair few people under the shade of the trees taking a bit of a break from the loud music and the sun of midsummer, and I'm joined by...
Philip.
Hi, Philip. You've got a very pretty dog here.
This is Humphrey. Humphrey is a Pomeranian cross. I adopted him, so I don't know what his full sort of history is, but I've had him for a year now, and he's really good.
Have you adopted previously?
I haven't, no, this is my first time.
And how's the experience been like? I mean, obviously, there's the merits and the rewards.
Yeah, it's been really good. Like, you hear stories about dogs that are, or cats as well, that are unsocialized and all that sort of stuff, but Humphrey's been really good. He's a really good dog. He loves all people and all dogs, so he's very well socialized, which is great.
That's a real plus for an event like today.
Yeah.
So do you think you'll be back for his second midsummer?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That there was some of our recollections of midsummer 2014. It was absolutely wonderful this year, Alan, wasn't it? You were there?
It was. It was great. I was there at the dog show. I had a ball.
Again, granted, love for pets is universal, but there is just something that's so joy about the way joysters love talking about their pets.
If you too love Joy and your pooch or your cat, become a member of the pet loving community now. So Joy memberships are family $96, individual $72, concession $36, under 18 is only $22, and your business can join for $165. Call our phone room now on 1300-JOY-949, or you can also sign up online by visiting joy.org.au, and there are masses and masses of awesome prizes up for grabs.
Hey, this is Kate Sobrano. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station this radiothon. Call 1300 569 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au now.
Joy 94.9.
At all stages of our lives, whether we are children, students, right through to seniors, our pets teach us so much about our lives, ourselves, and the world around us. Kev recently caught up with two pet lovers and Joy seniors, Phil and Chris, from Been There and Done That, Joy's show all about grey power, to talk to them about what their pets mean.
Now, Phil opened up last week about going through depression and how valuable having a pet in his life, Eddie, was to him, with just even just getting out of his home. We're just going to quickly recap that interview.
Well, we live out in Blackburn, nearly the country, and I've been there for probably 20 years before I got Eddie, and I was invisible. You don't talk to anybody, you don't acknowledge anybody, you just exist. Then I get this little eight-week-old pup, and everybody wants to know me.
Suddenly everyone wants to stop and talk to you whilst you're out on a walk.
And yeah, so we know more than half the people we see on a daily basis now. And it's gone from people going up saying, oh, can I touch your puppy, to the puppy going up to people and saying hello.
Yeah.
It was absolutely a wonderful chat Kev had with both Phil and Chris. And right now it's time for us to have a chat with Chris, or hear his edition of the interview with Chris.
Now, Chris, you are also an animal lover, and you're actually a foster carer for animals.
Well, that's right, because across the road from me are two gay guys, and they've just gone away on a five-week holiday in Europe, and they leave behind two little mutts. And these are well-behaved dogs when they want to be.
Yes,
but
as are most dogs.
I've had them now for two or three holiday sessions away when their dads go, and they know my routine now, and they know that when I leave for work to come to Joy of a morning, I put them back to their old house, and they have that familiar surroundings until I come home around about 5 o'clock. And then they migrate to my house, stay overnight, sleep on my lounge, eat in my tucker or on the backyard, run around and chase the birds and rats and whatever else and all. So they've got two big yards to play in, and they keep themselves amused. Although I must say that young Madam Pumpkin, she will sit on my front windowsill looking out through the glass with her head under, with the curtains draped around her face, and she looks like a little senorita with this friendly white collar around her head.
That is gorgeous. Now, what is it like coming home to them and having them at home, and you know that they're being looked after whilst their dads are away?
I never got quite used to the concept of dogs licking you.
Yeah.
But now I just give in, okay, you lick until you've worn yourself out. And I really do think I've got to get a new pair of trousers, because they jump up and they demand to be carried or lifted, or just, aren't they so pleased to see me? And I'm pleased to see them as well. And we go for walks at night, and I was just saying to Phil earlier that around about 11 o'clock we go for a walk around the block. And the last four houses that we walk past, we actually don't walk, we run,
okay.
We jog. So it's giving me exercise that I don't normally get.
Yep.
And they go to bed, as do I, exhausted. We sleep through to 6 o'clock in the morning, and yes, then they come wake me up in the side of my bed. Look at me. We're lovely. We love you. Where's the food?
And you, I guess you would say that they've really enriched your life as well, and really helped you out in terms of there's mutual respect there, and mutual beneficial things for both of you.
Exactly. And as Phil said, now that the dogs are with me, when I walk around the block, I am talked to.
Yeah.
But if I'm on my own and the dogs are not with me, then I might be invisible.
That's right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on Pets Aloud and having a chat about your very special friends that you have in your life. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to catching up with you again very soon.
Thanks indeed.
Thank you.
That there was the wonderful duo, Chris and Phil, from Being There and Done That. I absolutely love their interviews, Alan.
It gives
a really great insight into, you know, what their home life is like with a pet, as a senior too.
Yes,
there's so many benefits.
Great.
Now, we are appealing to listeners
we
at the moment.
Are. So, lovers of joy, first-time listeners, we are calling out to all of you, grab your phone and get dialing to support Australia's largest LGBTIQ organisation. Call our phone room now on 1300-JOY-949. If you don't have a phone, no problems. Sign up online by visiting joy.org.au. And like we said, there are no excuses.
All right, up next, we're going to go to 30 Rockefeller Plaza and, yes, meet Tina Fey. Not herself in a feline form. This is Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Eddie Maguire. Joy 94.9 is a place where you come to experience some of the great things in life, and that is social diversity, good conversation and great music. Support it and become a member. Just as I ask people to become members of the Collingwood Football Club, because I reckon that's pretty important, so too is 94.9. I've become a member. You sign up too.
Great music, great shows, great radio.
That's so Joy.
Radiothon 2014 is here. Have you sorted out your Joy membership?
Join your favourite shows as we celebrate a week of amazing radio and raise much needed funds to keep Joy out proud and loud.
We may be on air, but we don't run on air.
Your Joy membership supports the community with great radio, uplifting music, and benefits you personally with invites to member-only events and prizes all year round.
Sign up or renew today and you'll have the chance to win one of our major prizes, a total prize pool of $36,000 up for grabs.
That's so Joy.
Keep Australia's first and only LGBTI radio station on air. Call 1300-JOY949 or visit joy.org.au.
Thanks to our Radiothon prize supporters, Mercedes-Benz Berwick.
Visit Craig Howard and his award-winning team at Mercedes-Benz Berwick, only 23 minutes from the Burnley Tunnel. mbberwick.com.au.
Olivia Cruises.
Providing great cruise, resort and adventure vacations for lesbians. Visit olivia.com.
Oaks Hotels and Resorts.
Visit oakshotelsresorts.com.
Craig's Royal Hotel.
Experience the legend. Visit craigsroyal.com.au.
Velo Electric and Folding.
Melbourne's premier folding and electric bike shop. veloelectric.com.au.
1300 569 949 or joy.org.au. That's so Joy. Radiothon 2014.
That's so Joy!
That is so Joy. Your dial is well and truly on Pets Allowed. That's so Joy. Radiothon special on Joy 94.9.
Each and every cat is unique as a button, and quirky Miss Liz Lemon is no exception. She is one of the 2,500 gorgeous bundles of joy adopted through the Lost Dogs Home and Best Friends Kitten Adoption Program.
Huge fans of 30 Rock and the commercial genius that is Tina Fey, Brooke and Darren cite their love of the show and their adopted kitten's quirky attributes as the reason behind her name. I caught up with Brooke with her during her lunch break to talk about her favourite topic, Miss Liz Lemon.
Joyful, joyful, happy, joyful, joyful, happy day, happy day.
All right, so let's go back to that fateful day you adopted Miss Lemon. What happened? Take us back to the start.
Well, Darren and I were going into Best Friends at Epping just to have a look. We hadn't actually been into one of their stores before, and we have friends with dogs, so we were going to go buy them some treats. But we did spot Lemon in the cat cage, and I kind of went over and just started playing with her, and then as soon as Darren saw her green eyes, he got sucked in, and we ended up adopting her.
You remember the date, clearly, yeah, the 27th of January. Why is that?
Because that was our five-year anniversary of actually being together. And it was completely symbolic that she's our first fur baby, and it was on our five-year anniversary. For some reason, she was just really smoochy against the cage, but when we went to hold her, she was really defiant. All she wanted to do was climb, and she had this pathetic little mew that was just adorable. And I think we just thought that she was just really playful, really energetic, just looked like she fit in with our personalities really well.
And so what happened when you took her home?
She was all over us. She was just really quite inquisitive about everything.
And you've since catalogued Liz's growth into a fully fledged feline on your Facebook page. There's loads of photos there. What have been the highlights along the way? What have been the standout moments with her?
She would always sleep behind the couch and her little feet would stick out, and I thought it was the most adorable thing ever. So she wouldn't answer to her name, and she's, you know, as cats are, they're stubborn, they don't come when called. So you'd be searching the house for her, and you just have to spot these little feet sticking out from behind things. That's the one thing that really sticks in my mind.
And in terms of the whole adoption experience, firstly, why did you and Darren go for or opt for adopting rather than shopping? What does it mean to you?
It actually means a lot. I think adoption should be the first option. There are so many animals that are already up for adoption that need homes. They need a loving, caring environment. Why would you choose to support anyone coming from a puppy farm when you could be giving these dogs a home, cats a home? They just, I don't know, they just need people to care and to put the time and effort in, and they will adjust perfectly. I think too many people are worried that they're going to be bringing home dogs and cats that have behavioural issues, but if you put the time and effort in, give them some training, there's no reason that it won't work. If more pet owners were responsible and were vigilant about dissecting their animals, that would significantly decrease the amount of pressure it puts on to shelters and rescue groups to take all of these animals and try and rehome them. This is why adoption is so important. There are just so many animals that are falling through the cracks because people aren't being responsible with their own pets, getting them de-sexed, looking after them properly, taking ownership for them. If more people did that, it would be better overall, and then we could actually have a better world where there are less homeless animals.
And you feel like you've contributed to the bigger picture?
In a selfish way, yeah. Like, we absolutely love Lemon. She is our family, and, you know, without her, I don't think we'd be the same. So if by bringing her into our family, if that's helping, then I'm happy to.
Happy days indeed. Thank you there for Brooke for sharing her story about Liz Lemon. And she's actually a huge advocate of adoption as well, as you heard there.
She is. And if you want to find out how you can adopt a kitten via the Lost Dogs Home and Best Friends, stick around and we'll be chatting with Roz from Best Friends right after this.
Ooh, we're really looking forward to it. Roz is in the house to have a chat with us.
What's up, guys? We're Justice Crew. At the end of the day. Support Joy, become a member, call 1-300-JOY-949 now.
Joy 94.9.
Hey there, it's Jessica Mowboy. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station this radiothon. Call 1-300-569-949 or sign up online at joy.org.au now.
Thank you very much indeed for that. And we have had a few people sign up, Alan. It's been absolutely awesome. A special thanks to Yvonne from Mount Evelyn. And a shout out to Cynthia as well for joining.
That's right. And we have Darren from Carrum Downs who says he rejoined during Pets Aloud because he loves hearing about Lost Dogs Home activities and our pet talk. So thank you very much, Darren.
Darren, and you're the best. Thank
he
you.
He is. And we had Michael from Gren Waverley also, membership renewal. And we had Georgina of Yarraville. So thank you all, guys.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot. Now, currently lounging on sofas, commanding their spots on laptops and twirling around ankles are 2,500 kittens. And now some of them cats adopted into homes across Victoria as part of the Best Friends and the Lost Dogs Home Kitten Adoptions Program.
So, and now to tell us all about the program is Roz from Best Friends, who joins us in the Joy studio. Welcome to Pets Aloud and happy Joy Radiothon to you.
Oh, thank you very much. That's, I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, it's all very exciting. So the program kicked off in 2010. Can you tell us how it all started?
Yes, sure. It all started off with Best Friends really wanting to make a difference for the cats and dogs who were living in shelters. Mm. So we took the idea of a satellite adoption centre to Lost Dogs Home, and it took off from there. So almost 5 years and 9 Vic stores later, we have a satellite adoption centre in every one.
That's right. And back then you only, was it 2 or 3 stores? I can't remember.
We started off in Geelong, so just one
store. Just one store. So it's grown really quickly. And now we're up to 2,500.
It's incredible. I mean, when you think about that, that's like 5,000 ears out there, times that by 4 instead of paws. You know, there's lots of purring bundles of joy out there, including one at your particular home. You adopted through the program as well.
Yes, I did. So I adopted my cat through the satellite adoption program at our Maribyrnong store. And I think I did really well to last as long as I did before adopting one of them. I think I lasted 4 months. Yeah. And then I had to adopt little Noodle.
Tell us about Noodle.
She's my fur child, and she makes me work really hard for attention, that's for sure.
How old is she now?
She is 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I adopted a cat this year, just through the dog's home, and I held out much longer. I haven't had a cat for about 12 years, and it is just the most amazing thing.
Oh.
He's great. He's just gorgeous.
Oh, especially, I mean, you really feel that your home, your house is a home when you have a cat, because you come home and they really sort of greet you in a different way to a dog, I suppose, by, you know, coming and twirling around your legs and, you know, giving you affection. And as soon as they do that, you're kind of like, you know, I've deserved your affection.
Absolutely. I pull up at my house every night and I can see my cat in the window just staring at me, waiting for me to open the door. And it's really special.
Mm, it is.
Now, shelters care for tens and thousands of stray, lost and abandoned cats and dogs each and every year, who are all deserving of homes. From your perspective, do you think there's been sort of a developing appreciation of adopting over shopping?
Absolutely. I think adopting has become a real topic of conversation, and I think it's great how real communities are forming around shelters and rescue groups to help them spread the word as well. I know in my own personal Facebook feed, there are always people sharing images of shelter pets and checking into places like Lost Dogs Home in North Melbourne, so it's really good.
Do you find that people come specifically to you because they know that your kittens come from shelters?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. The adopt, don't shop message is really strong, especially in Victoria.
It's great.
And it is. And when we hear that affirmed, you know, through conversations like this or through friends that they've actually chosen to adopt, it makes us feel so much better about the work we do as well.
Have you got a particular standout adoption story you'd like to share with us?
Oh, I think my own story is my favourite. It's hard to go past my own cat. So she's definitely brought a lot of joy to my house, and I think a lot of my friends are quite surprised that she plays fetch. And she also plays hide and seek around my house as well. So
yeah, that's great. I was showing Oz some photographs earlier of my dog playing with my cat, or my cat playing with my dog, actually.
Oh, nice. And,
They were, you know, like wrestling a bit, but like, you know, fun time wrestling. And it was, yeah.
Cat very much on top.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She's a bit of a cat dog in a way. Sort of like,
yeah,
you know,
he is. He's a bit of a dog cat.
Dog cat.
Well, he lives with three dogs and he's grown up with three dogs. So, and he quite often is, you find him sitting in the dog's beds.
Yeah.
Eating the dog's food, unfortunately.
Is there anything in particular about cats that you love? Because we do love to wave the feline flag, you know, and promote cats a lot here at the Lost Dogs Home.
I think cats are really interesting and a lot of fun. And I think a lot of people are their cat's pet, not the other way around. Yeah. And I think it's great how they just really make you work hard for their affection. And maybe that's why we get so excited when we get it.
It's true. All right, Roz, well, thank you so much for coming into the studio for Pets Allowed and having a chat with us about the adoptions program. Congratulations to all of us and listeners out there that are among the 2,500 adopters from Best Friends.
Definitely. It's a milestone that we're really proud of.
All right. Well, you are on Joy 94.9. We will check in again with you again sometime soon. Roz, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
It is the Joy Radiothon special. So do call in to become a member, 1300-JOY-949, or check out our website, joy.org.au, and become a member via there.
Hi, this is Bonnie Lithgow. Are you supporting the GLBTI Voice of Melbourne? Become a member during the 2014 Radiothon on Joy. Call 1-300-569-949 and sign up now.
Joy 94.9.
Yes, lovers of Joy, first-time listeners, we are calling out to you. Grab a phone and get dialing. Support Australia's largest LGBTIQ community organisation. Call our phone room on 1300-JOY-949. You can also sign up online by visiting joy.org.au.
And we would like to thank once again all the people who joined during the show today. So that was Ken from Pascoe Vale South, Paul from St Kilda Road, Yvonne and Cynthia from Mount Evelyn, Darren from Carrum Downs, Michael from Glen Waverley, and Georgina from Yarraville.
It's been an absolutely awesome show, and thank you so much for signing up during Pets Allowed. I do want to make a special note to Sarah and Eva that sent an email through to us earlier in the week to say that they absolutely love the Lost Dogs Home Joy as well as Pets Allowed. So thank you so much for sending that through. They're also Joy members as well, which is lovely.
Lovely.
Yes. And what else have we got? So we just wanted to recap a couple of things. Elma
was our lovely, lovely cat who you need to get down to the Lost Dogs Home in North Melbourne this weekend because he's been there way too long. He's been there for about 6 weeks. He's really, really friendly and he's getting a bit bored. He's about 3 years old. He was in an accident, so unfortunately he's had to have his back leg amputated, but he's still really, really fit, really happy, very healthy. He'd like a home by himself and he probably ought to be kept indoors just so that he doesn't get into any more trouble.
He is a very sweet chap, and his number, Alan?
His number is 965337, and you can have a look at his photograph on the website at dogshome.com.
Hey, this is Johnny Ruffo, and you can support Joy 94.9 during Radiothon. Become a member by calling 1300-JOY-949.
Also, at the dog's home at the moment, we've got a blanket appeal. So if you have any old blankets lying about that you think would be put to better use to keeping our shelter animals warm, do come into the Lost Dogs Home Shelter at Cranbourne and at North Melbourne to check out those details, dogshome.com.
And towels, blankets and towels.
Towels too, that's right. Yes. We just can't take doonas and pillows because they're a little difficult to clean. So yeah. Do bring them through. We have had an immense show of support for this. Mm-hmm. So it's been wonderful, but we still need them coming. So please do come along to do that and maybe drop into our adoptions areas while you're at it as well.
Yeah, have a look around. So that is about it for the show this week, isn't it, Oz?
I think it is. It absolutely has been a wonderful show hanging out with you, Alan, and our listeners. We will check in with you again next week from 12. Have a fabulous long weekend.
And
gosh, we're almost there.
Until 7 o'clock to join, get on the phone.
That's right. Join Joy on by calling 1300-JOY-949 or checking out Joy at joy.org.au. This has been Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. I'm signing off as Oz.
And Alan. And walk your dogs.
Pat your cats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.